Hey guys, remember episode 27 of this season, season 3, where I talked about what you should be doing at your midpoint check-in? Well, I have created a freebie from that episode. And in that episode, I gave y'all some homework. And I want to know if you did the homework. Email me and tell me, ask@trillmba.com. I'm interested to know if that advice helped you. But if you haven't done the homework, I created a guide to help you get through all the tasks that you need to do in order to set yourself up for success. So head on over to trillmba.com and get your freebie today. You'll also have access to all the other freebies that I've created so far, and you'll also have access to the new ones that are coming. All right, now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose A. Newha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. So listen, I've gotten so many emails and had so many calls with y'all going to HR. Here's a classic example. Now, I'm only reading portions of this email to keep the person's anonymity. Have a question and could use some advice. I'm not sure if this is how this works, but I really could go for some help and or guidance. I made a complaint 4 months ago regarding my boss's boss. He made a comment about Black women's hair at a lunch for the department. I was offended and made the complaint to HR. Absolutely nothing happened. They made it clear they've heard complaints as such before against him. However, my team began to act differently towards me. I ended up being isolated. No more work was given to me. I developed anxiety and began working from home. I eventually requested to work from home until it was denied and the treatment got worse. I now was accused of not meeting expectations, even though I received an award a few months back. I've been lied on, blamed, and called defensive, angry, unprofessional, etc. I went to the EEOC and they accepted my case. We are in the beginning stages. I think the organization just received the complaint. I was just presented a PIP on Friday. Due to my work quality and work behavior, they told me to take the weekend and read it over. I told them I didn't agree with what the PIP said. My boss then says if I don't sign it, that means I'm resigning. This all happened in a matter of 4 months. Today, we're going to talk about why you never go to HR and what to do instead if you are being mistreated or harassed at your job. First, we've got to understand what exactly the HR function is. And I think a lot of us have this confused. So let's look at the history of HR. The HR function started out in the 1900s to help employers mitigate union strikes and employee lockouts. The function set out to hear employee grievances, handle discharges and safety concerns, and training for supervisors. And over the years, this function has morphed into the company protection machine that we all know and do not like today. Especially as the laws have changed and included protections against sexual harassment and discrimination. This department is now set up as the frontline defense against lawsuits, which usually translates in protecting the bad behavior of perceived key employees. And I say perceived because I'm like, how could you really be a key employee if you're putting the company in a position to be in a lawsuit? But for whatever reason, these people get protected. Now, understand, your biggest takeaway here is that HR was never built to actually advocate for employees. It was always, from the beginning, there to deal with employees in a way that keeps the company working towards creating value, i.e. making money. But if it's not clear to you why you should never go to HR, after the break, I will break this down even further by explaining what happens to us after we go to HR with a formal and legitimate complaint. I recently was in contact with Pop Social. So let me tell you, I was gonna cancel because IG is playing games with people who want to grow their Instagram following and increase their engagement with their audience through using services like Pop Social. So honestly, if I spend all my time trying to talk to y'all on Instagram, I can't create the dope content that I'm working to give you. So I need some help and I'm trying to get more people to learn about the show. So I said, hey, let me use Pop Social. But because Instagram is playing with their algorithms and all this stuff, it's getting harder for these services to really give value. Well, I had a chat over email with the owner and the CEO of Pop Social, Everett. He was really cool, and he wanted to offer you guys a special discount for using Pop Social. And I also decided to stick with him because he's making some major changes in the service so that he can get around all this Instagram stuff and help you build an engaging audience without paying a whole bunch of money every month to some marketing firm or what have you. So if you want to get a discount with Pop Social, you can go on popsocial.com, sign up for the service that you want, and put in Trill MBA in all caps. That's T-R-I-L-L-M-B-A in all caps, and you will get a discount. So thank you, Everett, for that. I always want to support Black businesses. I know it doesn't always go as we plan, but hey, we should allow ourselves the same grace to fall and fail forward as everybody else. Not saying that we're not going to operate in excellence, but saying like, yo, let's give ourselves just as much of a chance as we give some of these other people. Because real talk, I probably should have broke up with Wells Fargo years ago, but I'm still with them. They got all my money. Anyway, let's get back to the show. And we're back. The history of the HR function should make it clear to you why you should never go to HR. But in case that didn't work. Okay, you guys, you gotta understand. HR is there to prevent lawsuits, point blank period. Like everything they do from creating policies to organizational design to working on discrimination issues, all that stuff is to protect the company. And so one, when you think about it, just your mere existence as a Black, which is a protected class, race, woman, which is another protected class, gender. So just your mere presence as a Black woman is a lawsuit waiting to happen in the eyes of HR. And yes, they're not going to want to admit this. Nobody wants to admit that HR is not here for you. Okay? So if you work in HR and you feel in a certain kind of way, go look at yourself in the mirror, boo. Okay? And no, don't sit there and tell me, but I'm here for the Blacks and that's why I work in HR and blah, blah, blah. Girl, bye. I know you mean well, but you know what this is. You've seen the shits. So let's cut the shit and let's call a spade a spade. Now, secondly, I read a bunch of advice on when you go to HR. I mean, article after article, guidance after guidance, some written by HR people themselves. And so some of it says when you are clearly discriminated against, an employee is breaking company policy in the way they treat you, go to HR and file a formal complaint. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, don't you do that. Don't do it. Since before I've been doing this podcast, since I've been in corporate America, over and over and over again, I see the same situation. Black woman documents discrimination, harassment, and abuse by a colleague or a superior, supervisor, manager, what have you. So then, if it's not their boss mistreating them, they'll go to their boss. The boss does nothing. They kind of coach you on how you may deal with it at best, but they do nothing. So it continues to happen. So then you go to HR because you have all this documentation. And then guess what happens next? HR conducts an investigation. Maybe. That's not a guarantee. But let's say HR conducts an investigation. Guess what HR finds? Unsubstantiated claims. It's just the personality conflict. Oh, they didn't mean that. Oh, you're being sensitive. Then they tell you that you are perceiving it all wrong. And now you know what else happens? Your boss starts to have issues with your performance. People start complaining about you out of the blue. People you thought liked you now have an issue with you. You keep fighting, you keep working hard. You start to feel isolated because you have nowhere to go and no one to talk to. Now you've become hard to work with. And the next thing you know, you get a bad performance evaluation, or even worse, you get a PIP. So yes, girl, never go to HR. They are a weird vortex of the devil. Number one takeaway here, HR is not for your black ass, okay? This is not. Also, going to HR triggers a series of events between legal, HR, your manager, and the leadership team. Why? Because the moment you walked in the door, you were already a lawsuit risk just by your existence. Okay, so what do you do when you are being mistreated in the workplace? Well, I will tell you after this short break. And we're back. And I know, it's like, Felicia, okay, I can't go to HR. If I go to my boss, that's probably gonna make it worse too. So what do I do when I'm being mistreated? Do I have any options outside of just quitting? First of all, don't you never quit your job. Not because somebody's abusing you. Not just yet. You gotta be strategic about this because you wanna get your best possible outcome. And I tell you this all the time, stay focused on your best possible outcome. And a situation like this is no different. Going to HR never gets you your best possible outcome. So instead, here are the three steps you should take. Number one, document, 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 document. I've told y'all this before. You want to have timelines, write down each account, date, time, people around, i.e. witnesses, factual descriptions without emotions or judgment. The facts will speak for themselves and you don't have to add anything when you are truly being mistreated. Remember, the person has to do the bad behavior completely before you can have a case. And you must establish a pattern of behavior. The behavior can also be you witnessing the behavior against others in addition to yourself. For example, let's say there's a male coworker who is extremely rude to you in person and in email and sabotages your work. In addition to documenting, start paying attention to how he treats other Black coworkers or women coworkers at your level or even below your level, especially below his level, right? And here's the deal. You're not going to see him acting a fool with people who are higher in level than he is. Understand that. So if he is making his female direct report cry, if he's talking crazy to the Black guy in accounting, if other female direct reports have gone to the boss about him, if you've seen him mistreat cross-functionals, document all of that. You need all of it because it paints the picture and establishes a pattern of bad behavior. Now, second thing you need to do after that, and I know you might be thinking, I can go to HR now. No, do not go to HR. Now what you need to do is contact an employment attorney that specializes in EEOC claims. Even before you go to your boss or talk to anyone at work, give that attorney your documentation. This attorney should be able to strategize with you and guide you so that you get your best possible outcome. They will guide you to make sure you say and do the right things that will turn into your favor. They are your real HR, the employment attorney. Now understand, your options will always be limited, as the company will protect the person with the bad behavior before protecting you. And I know a lot of people out there, oh, that don't even sound right. Listen, leave your common sense at home. This shit is not common sense. I'm telling you what is happening right now in corporate America, okay? I see it every day, and this is how it goes down. Especially if the person is male or white, and especially if the person is a white male. And now double that protection the higher up the person is. And even with all that said, you don't have to take being mistreated lying down. Now, the third thing you need to do is start looking for another job while you are documenting. Listen, your mental health is so important. It is so precious. Protect it at all cost. Do not stay where someone is allowed to mistreat you, belittle you, talk to you crazy, purposely sabotage you, and bully you. You deserve better. And there are plenty of companies that want your money-making, diverse value and talent. So find that company that's gonna treat you right. Break up with him. So listen, you know we say, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you are in a good job situation, this is the perfect time to find an employment attorney that can help guide your career. Don't wait until you need someone. Have someone you have vetted out and you trust will fight for you. And not all attorneys are created equal. I have learned that the hard way. And I know this all sounds disheartening, but this is the reality we live in today. But I don't want you to give up on your career dreams. I want you to understand that there are two things happening in these tough moments. One, you are learning and you are growing through those lessons. And two, you are being pushed out of your comfort zone because there is something more for you to do for the world and give to the world. Sometimes we go through these pains in order to give birth to what is inside of us. So stay strong and remember, the universe wants to conspire in our favor. There is no losing, just lessons. And yeah, some of the lessons we have are really tough, but remember, we come from the slaves that made it over here. Think about it. It's in our DNA. Now, as always, if you need some help or advice about specific situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. My friends, they've been fussing at me for talking to y'all for free. So you better take advantage of all this now, because pretty soon I'm gonna have to start charging y'all for my time. And in addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. Now, clearly emailing me is free. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free, for now, 30-minute consultation with me. Or email me at ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. Until next Sunday, you guys, have a great week at work. Don't panic. Stay calm. You got this. And remember, the universe is conspiring for you to have a great week. You just have to look for all the good things, okay? So until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.